Bandar Abbas sat tucked in the tightest curve of the Strait of Hormuz, the narrow entrance to the Persian Gulf. Summertime temperatures rarely dipped below 120 during the day, and there was little wind. The metal decking beneath the men's feet was quite literally hot enough to fry eggs.
"Lead the way,"
Ghami said, and swept his hand toward the superstructure. The interior spaces aboard the Norego were as dilapidated as her outside. The floors were chipped linoleum, the walls bare metal with large swatches of peeled paint, and the fluorescent lights mounted to the ceilings buzzed loudly. Several of them flickered at erratic intervals, casting the narrow corridor in stark shadow. Esteban led Ghami and Katahani up a tight companionway with a loose railing and onto another short corridor. He opened the door to his office and gestured for the men to enter. The captain's cabin could be seen through an open door on the opposite side of the office. The bed was unmade, and the sheets that spilled onto the floor were stained. A single dresser stood bolted to the wall, and the mirror above it had a jagged crack running from corner to corner. The office was a rectangular room with a single porthole so rimed with salt that only murky light came through. The walls were adorned with paintings of sad-eyed clowns done in garish colors on black velvet. Another door led to a tiny bathroom that was filthier than a public washroom in a Tehran slum. Esteban jammed the bare wires of a desk lamp into an outlet next to his desk, cursed when they sparked, but seemed pleased when the lamp came on. He eased himself into his chair with a groan. He indicated for the two inspectors to take the seats opposite. Ghami used a pen from his shirt pocket to flick the dried-out carcass of a cockroach from the chair before sitting. The captain rummaged through his desk, coming out with a liquor bottle. He eyed the two Muslims and returned the bottle to its drawer, muttering in Spanish.
"Okay, here's the manifest."
He handed over a binder.
"Like I said, we're carrying nothing but empty containers bound for Hong Kong."
He set other binders onto the desk.
"My crew's manifest? A bunch of lazy ingrates, if you ask me. So if you want to detain any of them, be my guest. These are the Norego's registration papers."
Ghami thumbed through the list of crew members, noting their nationalities and double-checking their identity papers. The ship's complement was a mixed bag of Chinese, Mexicans, and Caribbean islanders, which jibed with the men he had seen working on the rudder. The captain himself was from Guadalajara, Mexico, had been with Transocean Shipping and Freight for 11 years, and master of the Norego for 6. Ghami was surprised to see that Esteban was only 42. The man looked closer to 60. There was nothing here to arouse suspicion. The office door was suddenly thrown open. A Chinese crewman, wearing coveralls and wooden flip-flops, jabbered excitedly at the captain in Cantonese. Esteban cursed and launched himself from his desk. His quick movements alerted the two Iranians. Ghami got to his feet, resting a hand on his holster. Esteban ignored him entirely and raced across the room as fast as his extra 100 pounds of flab would allow. Just as he reached the bathroom door, the plumbing made a throaty, wet gurgle. He slammed the door shut, and a moment later, they could all hear the sound of water erupting like a geyser and splashing against the ceiling. A new, more pungent smell overwhelmed the cramped office.
"Sorry about that," Esteban said. "Song here has been working on our septic system. I don't think he quite has it yet."
"If they're hiding anything," Seaman Katahani whispered to his superior in Farsi, "I don't think I want to find it."
"You're right," Ghami replied. "There isn't a smuggler in the Gulf who would trust this fat lout or his broken-down scow."
Considering that smuggling along the Persian Gulf was a time-honored and noble tradition, Ghami wasn't being facetious. He addressed Esteban.
"Captain, I can see that your hands are full with simply maintaining your vessel. Your paperwork appears to be in order, so we won't take up any more of your time." Suit yourself.
Esteban led them out of the office and back along the dim hallways. The glare of the afternoon sun was especially brutal after being in the dim confines of the ship. Backdropped against the hazy horizon behind the Norego, a 1,200-foot supertanker was easing its way northward, where its holds would be filled with crude.